conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Harry Calabar urges President Hichilema to step down after Concord ruling on Bill 7. Police thwart attempted theft of zinc oxide cargo worth $45,000. And in international news, Ugandan military helicopter crashes and catches fire in Somalia.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Opposition Citizens First leader Harry Calabar has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to resign, accusing him of violating the constitution by advancing the now dismissed Bill 7 without securing national consensus. Mr. Calabar said the recent constitutional court ruling exposed the president's failure to uphold his constitutional oath, arguing that resignation is the only honorable course of action. He has noted that Bill 7 was pursued despite widespread opposition from civil society, political parties and ordinary citizens, calling its push through parliament without consensus reckless and unconstitutional.
The president has failed the Zambian people on this Bill 7.
Yes.
The Concord ruling has pronounced itself.
Yes.
Mr. Hichilema has got no way but to provide integrity, show leadership by saying I'm stepping down because I have not upheld the constitution.
That is it.
He wanted to bring in that Bill 7 without consensus. The church mother board is refused. LARC said no. Non-government organizations said no. The general secretary said no, and he insisted on it. He must resign. This on me.
And Mr. Calabar has also urged the president to immediately withdraw the Pretoria court injunction filed against the Lungu family, describing the legal actions as deeply traumatizing and a setback to national healing and reconciliation.
You know, last week, on the floor of the House, Minister Cornelius Moetwa raised the point of order and singling me out as addressing the nation with a flag next to me. Provincial chairman is wearing a scarf. It's a Zambian flag, a Zambian color. In civilized countries, in advanced countries, like even the USA, people even have flags at their homes. But I'll forgive the ignorance of Comrade Moetwa Cornelius. The flag is not only for government officials.
No.
The flag is for every patriotic Zambian.
The Zambia Police Service has successfully foiled an attempted theft of zinc oxide valued at over $45,000 following swift and coordinated action by officers. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has stated that the cargo originating from STL Mineville in Lubumbashi Province, Democratic Republic of Congo, was destined for Trafigura Asia Trading Pte. Limited in Singapore. He said the shipment was expected to exit the region through the Dar es Salaam corridor. Mr. Hamonga has explained that police were alerted when GPS tracking revealed that the Scania truck, registration T731 ASM, carrying the valuable cargo, had deviated from its designated route and was being unlawfully offloaded at Jessam Industry Company Yard, raising immediate suspicion. He said a police raid at the location led to the arrest of 7 suspects, 4 Chinese nationals and 3 Zambian nationals, who are currently in custody and assisting with investigations.
The said zinc oxide was in transit from STL mine via in Lubumbashi province of the Democratic Republic of Congo and was destined for Trafigura Asia Trading Pte. Limited, based in Singapore, with the cargo expected to exit the region via the Dar es Salaam corridor. The alert was triggered when monitoring systems revealed that the truck, a Scania truck bearing registration number T731ASM, a Tanzanian truck carrying the high-grade cargo, had diverted from its designated route.
Parliament has officially sworn in UPND's newly elected Member of Parliament for Lumezi constituency, Lufeo Ngoma. Mr. Ngoma won the by-election with 11,521 votes, defeating his closest rival, Goodson Banda of the Congress Party, who received 6,821 votes. Speaking during his swearing-in, Mr. Ngoma pledged allegiance to the President and committed to upholding the Constitution. And the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has since appointed Mr. Ngoma to the Committee on National Guidance and Gender Matters, replacing Munia Zulu, in line with Standing Order 176, Section 3.
Honourable Members, I wish to inform the House that in accordance with the provisions of Standing Order 1763, I have made the following change to the composition of the Committee on National Guidance and Gender Matters. Mr. Lufeo Ngoma, MP, to replace Mr. Munia Zulu.
Meanwhile, speaking at a media briefing, Mr. Ngoma vowed to address challenges in Lumezi and promote inclusive development.
So my coming here and my inauguration today simply shows that I am now a bona fide member of Parliament for Lumezi constituent. I must also say what I said during our declaration me as a member of Parliament, that my leadership is for all the people of Lumezi, including those that did not vote for me, for all small political parties, including NCP, where Tonse Alliance belongs.
Government says private sector investments are vital in unlocking the resources needed for transformative progress towards poverty eradication. Speaking during a side event on private sector mobilization at the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development in Sevilla, Spain yesterday, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe emphasized that tackling poverty, health, education and climate change requires strong public-private partnerships beyond just public funding. Mr. Haimbe said it was for this reason that the Zambian government had taken concrete steps to harness the potential of the private sector in all facets of national development by encouraging public-private partnerships. Meanwhile, Zambia's permanent representative to the United Nations, Dr. Chola Milambo, stressed the need to transition the severe commitments from verbal assurances to actionable strategies. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press at the Zambian Mission in France, Naomi Mwemba.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The newly released World Investment Report, published by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, has spotlighted Zambia as one of Africa's leading reform-driven economies, commending its strides in fiscal consolidation, debt restructuring and inflation control. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says this year's report explores how international investment can help bridge the digital divide. In Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwane says government is delighted that the world continues to recognize the strides being made by Zambia in laying a strong foundation for strong and sustained economic growth. And Dr. Sokotwane said the economy has displayed remarkable resilience over the past 2 years, expanding by 4% in 2024. The performance is despite Zambia experiencing a devastating drought in the 2023-2024 rainy season. The World Investment Report, which analyzes macroeconomic trends and policy reforms worldwide, places Zambia among countries that are implementing significant structural reforms with the backing of multilateral development partners. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A Ugandan military helicopter with 8 people on board crashed and caught fire at the main international airport in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, a Ugandan army spokesman has told the BBC. Major General Felix Kolagia said that 3 people escaped with burns, but